Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, September 24th, 2024. I want to start today with a big shout out to everyone who stopped by the WERU booth at the Common Ground Fair over the weekend. It was great meeting so many listeners, including several folks from out of state who listened to us on the app. A lot of friends and former volunteers stopped by, including the recipient of my Best Baby DJ Award many years ago, which I'd completely forgotten about. And by the way, the baby DJ is taller than I am now. But it got me wondering how many WERU babies are out there. If you had a parent that did a show here while you were growing up, I'd love to talk to you for a possible future program, especially if you're one of the kids who spent a lot of time here at the station. I'll give you my email address when I sign off, and please get in touch. And thanks to everybody who stopped by at the fair. A deadline that I mentioned last week on Around Town has been extended. The Maine DEP's deadline for public comments on the expansion of the Juniper Ridge landfill and whether or not that would be a benefit to the public has been extended to this coming Friday, September 27th. You can find more information at maine.gov/DEP/waste/Juniper Ridge. You can go straight to maine.gov/DEP, but you'll have to poke around for a while to find that. So again, it's maine.gov/DEP/waste/Juniper Ridge. Equal Rights Maine, advocates for an equal rights amendment to the Constitution, invites you to join them at a discussion of why we need a Maine equal rights amendment later today in Ellsworth. A 30-minute presentation will cover the history and present status of the ERA at the federal level and in Maine. After the presentation, there will be time to ask questions. Organizers say the event will help you become a citizen expert on how our Constitution can be brought out of the past and up to date with Americans today. That's happening at the Ellsworth Public Library this afternoon from 4:30 to 6, hosted by Maine ERA for All Coalition Partners, Equal Rights Maine. For more information, go to equalrightsmaine.org. The Bar Harbor Garden Club is launching a food waste composting project at Stone Barn Preserve, partnering with the Maine Coast Heritage Trust and Chickadee Compost. They say that each American, by which I believe they mean residents of the U.S. only, throws out about 1,200 pounds in landfills, which generates methane, a potent greenhouse gas. And by taking part in the project, you will reduce the solid waste brought to landfills, the tipping fees associated with disposal, and the community's carbon footprint. The new service will divert household waste scraps from the waste stream. The cost is $10 a month, and subscribers will bring their food waste to a bin at Stone Barn in Bar Harbor. Chickadee Compost of Surrey will collect the bins once or twice a week, and subscribers will then be entitled to 5 gallons of free finished compost each spring and fall. The first 50 subscribers will receive a free 4-gallon food scrap bucket courtesy of the Bar Harbor Garden Club. For more information, including what can and cannot be composted, go to barharborgardenclub.org and click on MDI Food Waste Compost Pilot. And looking ahead to the weekend, there will be a fall migratory bird walk on Sears Island on Sunday. Friends of Sears Island write, quote, "Fall migration along the eastern seaboard brings tens of thousands of birds through mid-coast Maine. Sears Island offers the best, easily accessible day-to-day opportunities to witness this phenomenon." On Sunday, September 29th, from 7:30 to 9:30 a.m., join Seth Benz, local birding enthusiast, for a slow-paced walk to document the variety of bird life to be found along the island's forest edges and surrounding waters. Bring binoculars and dress for the weather. Use of a spotting scope will be shared. Donations to Friends of Sears Island are encouraged and welcome. And for more information, you can go to friendsofsearsisland.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. If you or someone you know was once a WERU junior DJ, hanging out at the station with your parents, or helping them at home while they put the show together, get in touch. Again, news@weru.org. Or if you have any other story ideas or suggestions, and don't forget the community calendar at weru.org. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.